more than they asked for. That's what happened last night. The New York City Council and the mayor agreed on 1,300 new police officers as part of the yearly budget agreement. The City Council was asking for 1,000 more NYPD officers. At rallies across the city, police reform advocates have said they want city money to go into programs to help communities, not for more cops, not for more community surveillance, they said. 400 new administrative workers will take over desk jobs currently filled by uniformed officers, freeing cops for increased community policing. In other news, city officials have reached an agreement for reforms at Rikers. It's a settlement of a class action lawsuit brought by the Legal Aid Society private law firms, and it was joined by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara's office. Now it needs to be approved by the court. Bharara said this comprehensive framework requires the city to implement sweeping operational changes to fix a broken system and dismantle a decades-long culture of violence. The agreement will be overseen by the court and an independent federal monitor. The class action lawsuit being settled alleged wide brutality by guards against inmates. An investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office found that teens were routinely beaten by guards. The agreement says use of force policies will be rewritten, thousands of video cameras will be installed, and guards will be retrained.
There were three clergy and six lay folks.
Vigils around the country continue in solidarity with the nine murdered church members during a Bible study class at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, like this gathering in Harlem last night.
Whether it's from the police or from individuals or from individuals who've picked up the illness of our own country, you know, that I think we do the best we can.
Mary Falk is rector of St. Mary's Episcopal Church. She stands in solidarity with people at Emmanuel AME and people across the country who think this is an outrage. She said her church has been talking about what needs to be done in the storm that is this ongoing racist violence.
I feel like during times like this, we can grow as a people. And, you know, just coming together in peace to remember those that lost their lives and remembering the family that they left behind. It's the perfect time for us to just heal and grow.
Taniqua Pennett is from South Carolina. She said she came out to this rally and vigil in Harlem to represent South Carolina. She said this is a perfect time to have conversations about race. Near Pennett, two moms stood together, two grandmothers at the Harlem vigil for Charleston families. Jocelyn Spencer is from Brooklyn, a member of the Lenox Road Baptist Church.
Change needs to take place. And not minimal change, just the maximum change. It just needs to stop. We all share the same color blood, red. You go to the hospital, you get a transfusion, you don't know where that blood came from. You're white, you could get blood from someone who's black, and vice versa. So it's time to just accept, everyone should just accept each other for what we are and who we are.
Anita Jackson, also from the Lenox Road Baptist Church in Brooklyn, says she was taken aback when her grown son, who works on Wall Street, told her he cried when he heard what happened in Charleston. She says what's needed is systemic change.
This is a very sad time that we live in, and I wanted to be here today because I wanted to stand with Charleston. I wanted to stand and be counted as someone who just can't take this anymore. Because we have to show love. We have to be the change that we want to see in the world.
The White House says President Obama will travel to Charleston on Friday to memorialize the victims of the shooting. Obama will deliver the eulogy at the funeral services of Reverend Clementa Pinckney, the pastor of the Emmanuel AME Church, where the shooting that killed nine people occurred. Obama and his wife got to know the slain pastor, who was also state senator during the 2008 presidential campaign. Obama last week said the shootings show the need for a national reckoning on gun violence. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.